This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Perek Lamed Hey, chapter 35 in Tehillim in Psalms. Begins with David. King David says, Riva Hashem es Yirivai, God, fight my battles. And he alludes in it to many battles that he had, many persecutions that he was the victim of, whether it was Shaul, whether it was Doeg, whether it was Achitophel, whether it was Avshalom. David HaMelech was pursued a lot in his life, and he talks about betrayal, he talks about underhandedness, he talks about wickedness, he talks about people lying, being sneaky, flattering the wrong people. But what's most difficult about this psalm, this chapter in Tehillim, is the type of vengeance that David HaMelech, like King David, seems to want. He says, Tevoyehu Shoah, Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Tevoyehu Shoah, may my enemy have a Shoah. Now, I'm not sure if a Shoah actually means a Holocaust, but it's definitely not something good. And he's asking for his enemies to suffer. It doesn't sound like a very Jewish thing. Doesn't sound like something we've come to expect of David HaMelech, King David, in the other 149 Psalms. And he goes on. He says, Nashi togil ba'ashem, tosius pishuasa. I'm going to be happy when these people suffer. So I think that to address that, we have to look at a couple of things. Number one, he says, these people are rodfim. These people are pursuing me. They're trying to kill me. And in halacha, in Jewish law, when someone's pursuing you, trying to kill you, so then they lose all their rights to anything. You can turn around and kill them, but they lose their rights. They become a person who doesn't have rights, and maybe it's at that moment, David HaMelech, King David, does have license to turn around and say, I hope they suffer, because they were rodfim. And we also find that David HaMelech does say, Vani b'chalosam levushisak. He says, you know, when you guys were sick, I was davening for you. I was mourning for you. I was losing sleep over you. And now you've turned around, and you just want the worst things for me. When bad things were happening to you, I was davening for you, and I was looking for you. So David HaMelech is acknowledging the fact that we need to worry about our enemies. He's acknowledging the fact that we need to think about our enemies. So what's going on here? Is he full of vengeance and does he want them to suffer? Or is he saying, you know, I'm worried about you people. You're not worried about me, but I'm worried about you. And I think maybe the answer is right there in the next verse. It says, Kolatzmosai tomarna, all of my limbs will speak, and they will say, Hashem mikamacha, who is like you? Matzil oni mechazuk imenu, who saves someone who's impoverished from that which is stronger than him. V'ani v'avion migozlo, and saves the person who has nothing from the person who's trying to steal from them. Those words, kolatzmosai tomarna, all my limbs will speak. That means that our entire body, and more than our body, our entire psyche, gets involved in our conversations with Hashem. That's one of the sources brought in the Gemara and Brachos, why we shake back and forth and we bow when we daven. That's where it comes from. It's also something that we reference on Sukkot, when we take the Arba Minim, the Lulav, the Estrog, the Adas, and the Arava, and the famous Medrash that says the Lulav is like our spine, and the Estrog is like our heart, and the Hadasim are like our eyes, and the Aravos are like our lips. Again, we're saying, here Hashem, I'm giving you my lips, I'm giving you my spine, I'm giving you my heart, I'm giving you my eyes, everything, I'm going to serve you with all of them. And what that means, on a very deep and practical level, that no matter what's going on in our lives, we're going to turn to Hashem. So if we feel like somebody should be suffering right now, we'll turn to Hashem with that, because that's our honest feeling at that moment. Not to project our feelings on King David, but I think it's a way to understand them. And the same way, David HaMelech says, you know what? Riva Hashem is Riva. He's saying, Hashem, I am in extreme duress. I am being chased. People are trying to kill me. People are being mean to me. People are betraying me. He says, Riva Hashem is Riva. He says, Hashem, I want you to fight my battles. That's what it's all about. And he says, you know what? And then when I'm thankful, you'll also hear exactly how I'm feeling then. He says, Oz Taronu. Then all the people who love me, they're all gonna sing, and they're all gonna praise you. Kola Yoim Tilasech, they'll spend all day praising you. So I think this is not about vengeance, and it's not about not caring. It's about honesty in our tefillah, in our prayer to God. You know, they say Rav Moshe Feinstein said that when he was a Rav in Russia, or maybe even or the early days on the Lower East Side, he said when someone didn't get an aliyah for a yahrzeit, or they didn't get to daven for the amud, or somebody forgot to say Kaddish or light a yahrzeit candle or something, he said people used to get very upset. There was huge politics in shul when somebody didn't get what they thought they were supposed to get. He said, now, there's not such huge politics. People are more likely to say, that's okay. It's all right, you forgot. You're a good gabbai anyway. We love you anyway. people are more likely to be forgiving. And Rav Moshe said interesting, he said he's not sure which is worse. Obviously, we don't want fights and we want people to be forgiving, but is that because we care less? And here David HaMelech is saying, I care so much. This betrayal is hurting me. This weak underhandedness is hurting me. This flattery is hurting me. I can't take it. I can't handle it. And we find, I heard this from one of my principals, Rav David Hirschmeyer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said that throughout 40 years in the desert, Jewish people complained 10 times. But the amazing thing is that when they complained, they didn't go to Midian or to the Amalek or to Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, to complain. They always came to Hashem to complain. They realized that even when we're complaining, we need to come to God. So that is a honesty that we see from this Mizmor of Tehillim, that King David says, yeah, I was crying for you when you were sick. And yes, I was mourning for you when you were mourning. But right now, I want nothing more than to be Ayosheya, that people should get what they deserve. And sometimes what they deserve is not very nice. Meiri says that some Mefarshim, many of the commentaries, said that this was David HaMelech, King David, talking about Shaul, about King Saul. But he says, V'li nire, Meiri says, it seems to me, Lefarsho al Hagolos Ha'aruch, that this really is about the long exile. And as we've been saying throughout the book of Tehillim, it could be both. David HaMelech is talking about his own life, but we have situations in our life that will reflect his. And the idea is that when we're suffering, when we're persecuted, when we're pursued, we turn to Hashem. And sometimes we turn to Hashem with an extreme honesty. And that honesty sometimes says, I hope those people get where they deserve. But it also says, do you know what? I'll mourn for them. And I'll be sad for them. And it also says, Hashem, when things are good, when things are amazing, when things are wonderful, I'll be just as honest with you, because we hope that that's most of our interaction with Hashem, is just telling him how happy we are. Everyone be well.